Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
There have been reports recently that indie promoters across the city have been told to immediately cease postering in the CBD by Auckland Council. Auckland Council has cited a higher number of complaints, and their signs bylaw, which technically makes these posters promoting indie gigs, makes this postering illegal. However, an informal arrangement between both parties, i.e. Auckland Council and indie promoters, meant that enforcement action was rarely taken. At the same time, Auckland is a UNESCO City of Music, with the city's independent music scene being renowned globally. So today I wanted to ask Councillor Shane Henderson about Auckland Council's rationale behind this action and see why they suddenly changed their approach when it comes to gig posters. There's also recently been some commentary from Auckland Business Chamber head Simon Bridges about the state of Auckland's regional economy. He wants the central government to renew investment to stimulate the economy and extend a helping hand to struggling industries in the city. At the same time, regional economies in the South Island seem to be showing signs of economic recovery, while Auckland still contends with the country's highest unemployment rate. So I asked Councillor Shane Henderson about how Auckland Council can stimulate that growth and how that growth can have equitable benefits across the entire city. Recently, there have been reports that Auckland Council has come quite hard down on independent community music, indie music organizers, about postering in the city to advertise gigs. Can you maybe walk through the rationale on council side about why they want to do that?
Yes, so the rationale on the council side is that there's been a growing number of complaints about the posters. And so bylaws officers have been going around removing stickered posters from the CBD, focus on light poles on Queen Street and Quay Street. And it is, you know, it is prima facie illegal under the bylaw around that. And there's sort of, there's private companies like Phantom Bill Stickers that operate in this space. But, you know, this sort of thing has been tolerated, you know, despite being prima facie illegal for quite a while. But from the council side, it's kind of responding to the growing number of complaints, and that's where they're at the moment, yeah.
Now, one thing that has been reflected in comments from the community is that, you know, this has been tolerated for quite a bit. There has been somewhat of an informal arrangement between council and in the independent music community about postering. So what... Is there something that's changed or something that's shifted? Where has the sudden increase in complaints come from?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been given any evidence around the protest side of things, but where it's sort of been come from in my understanding is that there's been a lot of posters put up in an increasing number at the moment, and they're not taken down, so they get out of date very quickly. And so all of a sudden, if there's no enforcement, then you have a situation, and so, you know, there needs to be some intervention there, and that's the line of reasoning as it goes for council. And I think the complaints are coming from out of date, and, you know, organisers not taking them down again after they've put them up. I think that's the concern.
Surely there's an alternative world here where, instead of, you know, just blunt enforcement action without any consultation with the community, there's a middle ground where, you know, postering is still allowed or maintained. There's some sort of arrangement that's met, because the feedback we've been getting is that it's untenable for independent community organizers to start paying lump sum amounts to companies like Phantom Bill Stickers, because these guys don't necessarily have the resourcing to do that. And free advertising on social media isn't as tenable either as well.
Yeah, look, speaking personally, I'm totally with you. I mean, K Road is, I'd say, probably one of the cultural capitals of the entire country, never mind the city. And it's a place which has always been vibrant and full of music and full of the posters to advertise the music. And, you know, the other thing is that Auckland is supposed to be a UNESCO city of music, right? So we've got to be, I think, celebrating our independent promoters and our independent bands as best we can. So the informal arrangement, from my perspective, you know, speaking personally, it worked well. And I've been sort of encouraging the council staff to kind of really have a second look at it, because there is a bit of a balance here to be met. And there's been an idea kicking around of further collaboration and kind of how do things like partnerships go, and where could you look at designating things like that? Well, those are conversations that can still be had in the future. I think we should be open to that, though, because, you know, we need to maintain our cultural vibrancy.
It's recently comments from Auckland Business Chamber had Simon Bridges around central government needing to do more to stimulate Auckland's economy, because while other parts of the country, especially rural communities in the South Island, are beginning to see signs of economic recovery from the recent recession, Auckland continues to lag behind. It still has the country's highest unemployment rate. And what I wanted to understand today is what sort of mechanisms are available to Auckland Council to help with the economic recovery. You know, how can they alleviate things like the cost of living? How can they make jobs more available? I know we've talked about regional deals before, but
yeah,
what's currently being done to help with the economic recovery?
Yeah, look, first and foremost, I fully support what Simon Bridges is saying. And I'd sort of add to it that Auckland has a bit of a perception issue. And I think we've spoken about this before, but in terms of tourism, the gold standard and the glittering name and lights is Queenstown and the South Island. Well, Auckland has pretty much nearly everything that you can get down there, and sometimes better, I'd say. So, look, you know, we've got that perception which harms our tourism industry, because people think, and even in the corridors of power, I think, well, they don't need investment because our tourism capital is elsewhere. Well, I'd challenge that. And that's just sort of one example. We're the economic engine room of the country, and we don't get our fair share in terms of investment and in terms of government investment. Where the council comes in is we need to be running a cost of living lens over everything that we do, and, you know, supporting business and things like the safety initiatives that have gone through in the last term. That's an example of the sort of things that we can do on council, but we don't have the big levers. We got the small ones, but you know, we try and pull those as best we can to make a difference. Yeah.
Aspirationally, then, you know, what do you envision for the future of Auckland's economy? How do we sort of recover from this and then also maintain stability and growth over the next few decades?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one of the things that we can do is try and unclog our transport system and try and get people moving to where they want to go. I mean, we've had various reports, I can't remember the figure, but it's scary, in terms of the productivity lost and the GDP lost because we're still lagging behind in some of our transport networks. And, you know, from my perspective, I think the more we can do to unclog that through public transport, that's our chief tool that we can use. So try and lower the cost of public transport, try and extend the coverage where we can, so we've got more people using it, and that's less cars on the road for people that actually need to drive for their work or things like that. And so that's a major way that we can increase productivity here. And I think part of the vision is to have a city that's better connected and people can get around. And then the other thing is we're looking at kind of employment nodes and how can we support things like incubators, like Grid AKL? How can we level up that kind of stuff? These are the kind of interesting things and conversations we're going to have, and including working with business leaders like Simon Bridges to kind of see what they need and how we can help as well.
Obviously, in any economic recovery story, there's also underlying equity issues, right? There are communities who are often left behind, communities who are historically disadvantaged. How can we make sure that whatever growth happens in Auckland is inclusive and brings everyone along for the ride?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we don't want a situation where we're kind of agglomerating, in my opinion, all economic growth within the city centre. I think we need to be spreading that out across the suburbs and across the regions. And different suburbs and different areas of Auckland have things that they specialise in. And when you drill down in that, it can be quite an interesting thing. I know my ward well in Waitakere, the chief employers here is the film industry, number one. They have a huge economic footprint. And health, they have a huge economic footprint as well. How can we look at different parts of the city and what they're doing best, and to support that and help that along? That's sort of the conversations that we need to have going to the future. But it's a complicated conversation. But the one thing that I would just throw in as well, the State of the City report, for any listeners that are really interested in this stuff, if you go and have a bit of a look up and Google that, that gives you a really good roadmap on where we're going wrong and where we can improve in our productivity and also our environment and much stuff as well.
That was Auckland Council's Shane Henderson on gig postering and Auckland's economic recovery.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.